Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Sri Vishakhandita He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagat Pate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Suta Devi Panamami Hari Priye Panjakalpatarupyascha Kripa Sinubhya Evacha Patitanam Pavanipyo Vaishnavibhyo Namo Namaha Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shivasari Gaurabhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Om Tat Sat. Hare Krishna. So today evening we are reading from the 11th chapter of Bhagavad Gita, text 9 to 11. Text 9 has no purport. Should I anyway chant the text or? Yeah? Okay, so then we chant together text 9. Sanjaya Uvacha Evam Uktva Tato Rajan Mahayogeshwaro Hari Dashayamasa Parthaya Paramam Rupam Aishwaram Sanjaya Uvacha Evam Muktva Tato Rajan Mahayogeshwaro Hari Dashayamasa Parthaya Paramam Rupam Aishwaram Sanjaya Uvacha Evam Muktva Tato Rajan Mahayogeshwaro Hari Dashayamasa Parthaya Paramam Rupam Aishwaram Sanjaya Uvacha Evam Muktva Tato Rajan Mahayogeshwaro Hari Dashayamasa Parthaya Paramam Rupam Aishwaram Sanjaya Uvacha Evam Muktva Tato Rajan Mahayogeshwaro Hari Dashayamasa Parthaya Paramam Rupam Aishwaram Sanjaya Uvacha Evam Muktva Tato Rajan Mahayogeshwaro Hari Dashayamasa Parthaya Paramam Rupam Aishwaram Sanjaya Uvacha Evam Muktva Tato Rajan Mahayogeshwaro Hari Dashayamasa Parthaya Paramam Rupam Aishwaram Sanjaya Uvacha Evam Muktva Tato Rajan Mahayogeshwaro Hari Dashayamasa Parthaya Paramam Ekam Rupam Aishwaram. Wettbewerb. Sanjaya Uvacha. Sanjaya said. Evam. Thus. Uktva. Saying. Tata. Thereafter. Rajan. O King. Mahayoga Ishvaraha. The most powerful mystic. Harihi. The Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna. Dashayam Asa. Shout. Parthaya. Unto Arjuna. Paramam. The Divine. Rupamaishvaram. Universal Form. Translation by Srila Prabhupada. Ki Jai. Sanjaya said, O King, having spoken thus, the Supreme Lord of all mystic power, the Personality of Godhead, displayed His universal form to Arjuna. Text 10 and 11. Aneka vaktra nayanam, anekat bhuta dashanam, aneka divya bharanam, divya nekudyatayutham, divya malyam baradharang, divya gandhanulepanam, savaschaya mayang devam, anantang vishvatomukam. Arjun saw in that universal form unlimited mouths, unlimited eyes, unlimited wonderful visions. The form was decorated with many celestial ornaments and bore many divine upraised weapons. He wore celestial garlands and garments, and many divine skins were smeared over his body. All was wondrous, brilliant, unlimited, all expanding. In these two verses, the repeated use of the word many indicates that there was no limit to the number of hands, mouths, legs, and other manifestations Arjuna was seeing. These manifestations were distributed throughout the universe, but by the grace of the Lord, Arjuna could see them while sitting in one place. That was due to the inconceivable potency of Krishna. I will read again these two, three verses. Sanjaya said, O King, having spoken thus, the Supreme Lord of all mystic power, the Personality of Godhead, displayed His universal form to Arjuna. Arjun saw in that universal form unlimited mouths, unlimited eyes, unlimited wonderful visions. The form was decorated with many celestial ornaments and bore many divine upraised weapons. He wore celestial garlands and garments, and many divine skins were smeared over his body. All was wondrous, brilliant, unlimited, all expanding. So here now, we're in the 11th chapter of Srimad Bhagavad Gita, and particularly in this part, Arjuna, although he already is a pure devotee of the Lord, so in one sense he doesn't require to see this universal form, which is also not as pleasant to see for him as the two-armed Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord Krishna, because with Krishna he has this loving exchange, right? But here, nonetheless, Arjuna, in this chapter, inquired or requested the Lord to kindly show this universal form, not due to his own interest, you know, that, everybody can tell I'm God, but show me. No, he didn't have this challenging attitude. Arjuna actually was acting on behalf of us, and also on behalf of the future generations, you know, to give some criteria how one can distinguish whether somebody is a cheater who's claiming to be God, or whether he is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And therefore Krishna, he was immediately ready to show Arjuna this universal form, because he knew it's not for himself, you know, to just clarify some doubts or something, but Because Arjuna was actually the new beginning of a new parampara. So he is also the guru of others to follow. So therefore he is acting as representative for us. When I read this from Bhogijan Prabhu, as they surrender unto me, he said to this verse 11:9 from today evening, that here also Sanjaya, he can see the universal form, right? When we recall back the Mahabharata, actually, Maharaj Dhritarashtra is inquiring from his secretary, Sanjaya, what happens on the battlefield. When we go back to the first verse of Bhagavad Gita, this is exactly what happens. Dhritarashtra asked him, "Oh Sanjaya, what happened, you know, when the Kurus and the Pandavas ascended there?" So this vision was granted by his guru to Sanjaya. His guru is Srila Vyasadev, and somehow or other he got this blessing from his guru so that he could also perceive this universal form. And as we read here in the text 10 and 11, he could describe what Arjuna actually saw. Unlimited mouth, unlimited eyes, unlimited wonderful visions, because he actually could perceive it. But the thing here is both Arjuna as well as Sanjaya both needed to get the eyes, so to say, from the Lord. Right? When we recall Srila Vyasadeva is also an expansion or partial expansion of the Lord. And Krishna himself, he was asked by Arjuna, "Please show me this." So then he said, "Okay, but with your present eyes, you cannot perceive this form. Therefore, I will give you divine eyes," right? The divine vision. So now, the next thing is, how can we, as followers of Arjuna, in the parampara, how can we also come to see the Lord with our own eyes, right? Actually, this might be kind of a challenge that materialistic people could say, "Yeah, you know, you claim here this is Krishna, and you know, Krishna revealed himself, but everybody can say this, you know." Okay, then, you know, for example, if I was a cheater, I could say, "Okay, I am God, but I don't want to give you these divine eyes, so you cannot see. So what do you want to do?" You know, I could say, "Okay, you don't have enough devotion, so I don't give you these divine eyes," right? So it could be challenged. But we understand that there are several verses in the Shastra which explain actually that with our present blunt senses we cannot perceive the Supreme Personality of Godhead whatsoever. We can neither see Him, nor hear Him, nor smell Him, although the Lord is everywhere, right? He has His three features. He's all-pervading. He's the super soul within the heart. And also He is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. We usually tend to perceive Him when He's on the altar, right? Shri Radha Gopinath, or now we have Kartik, then we offer the nice giwiks to Lord Damodar. And then, maybe, if we're fortunate, we already have some loving reciprocation with the Lord can reveal Himself more and more to us. But we don't see Him, right? We don't speak with Him, and we don't hear what He's exactly saying to counsel us, right? Although, in the history of the Vaishnavas, there were many incidents when the deity was actually speaking with his devotees. And not only speaking, when he accepted the offering and ate everything, you know. That. So there's so many nice things when we want to deepen our faith a little bit more and we don't just believe like that, then it's good to hear from other persons who experience themselves. Like once, this was actually very cute, I was at that time living in Munich in a temple and there was another Mataji, and she had small Jagannath deities, like this size, very, very small, you know. And they were just next to the altar because they didn't have a real deity room or something. So then one evening I put to rest Rishi Gonitai, the deities of the temple, big, nice, wonderful wooden deities. And she wasn't there for some reason or other. She was somehow, outside or off or something. And I was thinking, but if I switch off now all the light, then my Jagannath is not properly put to rest, you know. And I was like, what should I do, you know? I cannot just introduce some new standard. She didn't tell me what I'm supposed to do, but I felt bad, you know. I felt, you know, if I just switch off the light, it's not good. And if I leave on the light, Shishin Gonita, I cannot sleep, you know. Okay, so then I didn't dare to move their lordships. I just prayed to them, you know. Oh, please, my dear Lord, if you like, you can take your rest here, you know, please make yourself comfortable. I'm sorry, I don't know what to do, you know. And then the next morning, I came again because I was supposed to do Mangalarati. So then I came, and the Lord was there, laying, you know, all of them. Lord Jagannath, Baladev, Subhadevi, and the crowns were scattered everywhere. And I was, again, morose, you know, because I was thinking, ah, you know, Krishna, what are you doing? You know, but, you know, because, I mean, previously in the evening, I was praying to the Lord, you know, please make yourself comfortable. I cannot do it, you know. So, and then I was thinking, oh, but, you know, maybe he fell down or, you know, as we try to understand things, right? So one can have these nice exchanges with the Lord occasionally, you know. This is really amazing. Of course, it's not always, you know. So then, yeah. But, yeah, this is one thing I want to say. We can have these wonderful eyes, as Brahma Sanghita also confirms, when our eyes are anointed with the balm of love. You know this verse, Premanjita Churita Bhakti Vilochanena Santasadai Virida Yeshu Vilokayanti Yang Shyama Sundara Machintya Gunasvarupam Govindam Adipusham Tamaham Vajami. So in this verse it's also said that the devotees whose eyes are anointed with the balm of love, and they can always perceive the Shyama Sundara form, the tree-bent form of the Lord within their heart, right? So this is something that we need to understand that also in our personal dealings, if we want to make some friendships with another person, you know, if we don't know a person and we just, I don't know, we just have like maybe prejudgments or something, you know, just by how the person looks, you know, which clothes he's dressed in or how he behaves, you know. This is one layer of knowing, right? But then when you come to speak with him, you have some nice exchanges, you know, or even bad exchanges, but then still you get to know the person more. You know more, oh, okay, how to reciprocate with the person, right? And then you already feel maybe more familiar, you have some more trust established in between you. And also, when you see and actually love the person may be completely ugly, but because you love the person, then you won't see the ugliness if the body is completely ugly, right? Or if there's some sincere disease or something, because you're concerned about the person and not about this clothing of the body, right? So therefore, we can also understand that when we develop these eyes of love through practicing devotional service, then by the mercy of Sri Guru and Krishna, we can gradually also get these divine eyes, right? But in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, Srila Rupa Goswami Prabhupada, he also says that Atashi Krishna Namadi Nabhaved Grayam Indriyai Seva Mukhi Jiva Dao Svayam Eva Spuratyataha. He says, with these blunt senses, material senses, we cannot perceive the Lord. So therefore we must engage the senses, or Srila Prabhupada always used this term, dovetail our senses in the service of the Lord. Divert our attention towards the Lord. Always remember him, never forget him, right? And in this way, whatever we do can become purified. And this verse says, but it starts with the tongue. And the tongue is vibrating sound and also tasting. Nice prasadam, nice Krishna prasadam. So it's not a very difficult thing actually to start the process of devotional service. We can chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. I don't know if you also have that experience, but for me, I'm not yet so much advanced that I can always take shelter of the holy name. But whenever my mind is too much disturbed, I just try to take shelter of prasadam, and it works so good. It really grounds me again and helps me to, you know, okay, the world is not too bad. Yeah, so this is one secret of success, you know. how to seek shelter of the Lord. Of course, it's better if we pray, you know, reveal our mind to the Lord or to the devotees, but maybe we are not yet on that stage and we try to still, you know, turn our back to the Lord. No, why I need to suffer now, you know? And I don't want to know you. A little childish, but we have these tendencies, right, to some degree or another. I don't know about you, but for me at least it's like that. Yeah, so it's all about seeing the Lord. And actually, there's one verse at the end of this chapter, if I may go a little bit ahead, that also speaks about the same thing. Namely, the verse says, it's 11:48, the verse says that no matter which pious activities one does, whether by performing sacrifices, by giving charity, by pious activities, by penances, one cannot see the Lord. This is not possible. One might think, okay, but these things are recommended in the Vedas, right? Studying the Veda, performing sacrifices is dharmic activity. So what's wrong about that? It's not wrong, it's wonderful, but it's not enough. Because bhakti yoga is a process where we need to endeavor, but where we also need the mercy of the Supreme Lord. Particularly now this month of Kartik, where Lord Damodar is there, and his Leela helps us to always remember this fact, right? Because it is said that when Mother Yashoda initially tried to bind Lord Damodar, there was two fingers missing, you know, to making this knot. And then she brought another rope and another one, but it was always these two fingers too short. You know, somehow she couldn't bind it, you know, until finally the Lord agreed because he felt, oh, she's loving me so much, she's taking so much care that I become a nice person, a decent person, and not so naughty and everything. And because of his reciprocation with his mother, finally he agreed to be bound. But then this needs these two things, the endeavor of the devotees and also the Supreme Lord's mercy. These are the two things that we need to get somehow or other. Okay, I want to stop here. It's a little bit early, but maybe we have some nice comments or questions. Yeah. Yeah, I think in the same verse from Brahma Sanghita, it's also said that even if you study the Vedas, you cannot know the Lord. It's just through this bhakti, right? And actually, Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita that by all Vedas, I am to be known, right? I'm the author of the Veda. I'm the object of knowledge. So he is actually everything, but it's only through bhakti. Yeah, thank you very much. But I don't know the verse from Brahma Sanghita. But it's, yeah. Another confirmation. We can know the Lord only through bhakti. And, yeah? Yeah. Can I first respond to this one? Bhakta Mahaprabhu said that the universal form, the Vishvarupa of the Lord, is not a transcendental form. And he agreed that, okay, a transcendental form we may not be able to perceive, but at least this was a material kind of manifestation, right? So, yeah, that's exactly what Prabhuji was saying. That So you're saying that also the same thing, right? That only through bhakti yoga, through the development of loving devotion, can one actually see the Lord. But still, we can see that even Arjuna, you know, he couldn't perceive this form out of himself, and he's a pure devotee. So therefore, the Lord had to give him the eyes. I want to reciprocate by reading this purport, 1148. The divine vision in this connection should be clearly understood, says Srila Prabhupada. Who can have divine vision? Divine means godly. Unless one attains the status of divinity as a demigod, he cannot have divine vision. And what is a demigod? It is stated in Vedic scriptures that those who are devotees of Lord Vishnu are demigods, Vishnu Bhakta Smrita Devaha. Those who are atheistic, that is, who do not believe in Vishnu, or who recognize only the impersonal part of Krishna as the Supreme, cannot have the divine vision. It is not possible to decry Krishna and at the same time have the divine vision. One cannot have the divine vision without becoming divine. In other words, those who have divine vision can also see, like Arjuna. Sorry? Yeah, but in any case, why I was reading this is also that we need to qualify ourselves either for the material vision, also for the spiritual vision. If we don't have the sun, for example, Srila Prabhupada says, our eyes won't even see, right? We are completely dependent, conditioned by the laws of nature. That's true. So your basic point was that the devotees actually are not really interested in seeing this universal form. Yeah, actually I remember that this point was raised in some purport before this evening's verse, right? Somewhere in between. 11 something. Thank you. I think when I remember correctly, in the 10th chapter, it was also clarified when Krishna spoke about his opulences, right? Opulence of the Supreme. He said, Arjuna, actually he inquired, or please tell me more about your opulences as a representative for the materialistic people who can only perceive basically God in all pervading aspects, like, you know, some great ocean or huge mountain or something, you know, like something wondrous. So, yeah. Yeah, but it's also a beginning. We need to start somewhere. Yeah, and therefore now Krishna here is proving Arjuna. See, before I told you I'm this, I'm that, right? And you can perceive me in this way and that way. Now here he's just proving, okay. You know, so everybody who wants to imitate him, he also has to prove. Somehow or other. Nice point, actually, yeah. Yeah, for devotees, Krishna is not, in a universal form, is not as attractive as is in his personal form. We can also see, as you said, the mother Yashoda, you know, she requested Krishna to please open your mouth. I want to see whether you add dirt or not. And then Krishna, he shows this universal form, and she's completely, you know, speechless. And she thinks, am I dreaming, or what is happening? And completely unable to relate to the Lord anymore in this motherly affection. And when she starts to, when she prepares to, like, offer her homage to Krishna in that situation, the Lord immediately covered her again with his divine yoga maya, so that she was, you know, shaking it off, and then, okay, anyway, Krishna, come here. And so she could again relate to Krishna as her son. Because that's actually much more tasty, right? To have some direct relationship with Krishna. Well, we are all parts and parcels of Krishna. Well, as far as I understand, Srila Prabhupada says that here, in this material world, when we are embodied and encaged in this cloth of matter, basically, it's a mixture. It's matter and it's also the spirit. And the spirit, actually, we are. So, therefore, I don't know. Maybe the body can be considered, you know, to be part of the universal form as material, you know. But also, I think within the universal form, he could also see the other warriors, you know, who were like smashed between the teeth, isn't it? Bhishma and Drona and everything, and the demigods. So in that sense, it might be possible also. But I mean, actually, we are the spirit soul, we are not this body. But still, in both aspects, you know, our body is part of Krishna, and we also, the soul also, because everything ultimately is part of Krishna. And one part of Krishna is also universal form. So if you want to, you know, equate it in that way. You can ask some advanced devotee and see what they respond. Oh, no problem, it's an interesting challenging question. Okay, then we will stop here. We have 1 minute. Maybe one Mataji would like to say something? Ask something? Okay, then. Grantharajima Bhagavad Gita ki jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Samaveda Bhakta Vrinda ki jai. Gopa Premanandi Hri Bol.